This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Come to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and a nice morning out there, blue sky. Not quite as hot as it's been in the past, but it will warm up into the 80s here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. And we are still dry, dry, dry. I think the whole Northeast, from Maine all the way into New York and Pennsylvania, is in the drought situation. And I know it's affected your garden, talking to a lot of people and getting a lot of emails. And this year's garden is really affected by either the temperature, the humidity, or the lack of rainfall. And the one vegetable that's, I think, been affected more than anything else is the cucumbers. Now, if you're picking cucumbers and they look like a golf ball with a little, like a nipple on the end of it, and you're wondering, what is going on? Or they're yellow. It's a combination of two things. Too hot, so they're not getting good pollination, and you end up with a short cucumber that hasn't had a chance to expand and get longer. Not enough water that would create a round, almost like a golf ball shaped cucumber with like a little nipple shape on the end where it just hasn't filled in. So if you have any vine crops, you've got to get the hose out there and give them a good drink. I've been watering twice a week for, well, it takes me moving my sprinkler six times to water my garden, my vegetable garden. And things are just not going very well. It's just the weather and the season, so don't get discouraged. Hopefully when things cool off a little bit, that we can renew. But if you're getting into some areas where your vegetables are coming to an end, for example, if you're all done picking your green beans or yellow beans, don't let that area sit dormant. Buy a bag of the black cow fertilizer. Spread it in the area, till it in, and plant a new seeding of cucumbers. That way you'll have them for the fall. Keep them wet, and they'll come in, and you'll have a late crop. And also, while you're out and about, visit your local garden center or feed and grain store and pick up packages of spinach, collard greens, kale, string beans, radishes, and that way you can have a late crop into the fall. Spinach, for example, if you plant it during the month of August, usually around mid-season, you'll have quick germination, and by the end of September, if you wait another week and plant them, they'll come up, and then the weather should cool off, and your spinach will be ready during mid to late September into October. And a lettuce planted by seed can give you a late crop for the fall. So, you know, pick up some extra packages, get them ready so that you can have a fall crop, and hopefully the fall will be better than what you've been getting at this time of the year. The other thing that I've seen personally in my garden, and have had over a dozen emails from you, is summer squash production. And I have four hills of summer squash, and by now I've eaten it to a point where I just can't eat any more summer squash and zucchini. But I have four hills of zucchini, four hills of summer squash, and I've picked four zucchinis out of four hills, and one summer squash out of four hills. Now, I did plant some spaghetti squash. I haven't done that in a long, long time, and that squash has gone absolutely crazy and is full of spaghetti squash about the size of a softball and smaller, so we'll have a big crop for the fall and winter. Acorn is not producing as well as it has in past years. Buttercup, not as well as in past years. Tomatoes are not bad, but for me, because I did plant late due to the weather, they're not as robust as they should be. The cherry tomatoes have done great, and a little bit of blight on the foliage. Nothing that would ruin the crop, but there's some there, and I've been cleaning them. Green peppers, for some reason, the plants just don't seem to be growing. In the past, I've had green peppers by now almost 3 feet tall, and this year they're about 18 inches, and are producing, but not like they should. Let's see, onions, they're doing fantastic. I don't know, they must love the heat. But they're doing really, really well. They're a couple of inches or more. Leeks are doing great. Let's see what else. Broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. Well, we fed the woodchucks with those 3 times. So for the first time in 20-plus years, I won't have fresh broccoli, fresh cauliflower, and my fall Brussels sprouts. Been eaten by woodchucks. I don't know where they came from, but they have been relocated to a different area about 7 to 10 miles away. What else? Cucumbers, slow in producing a lot of flowers, but they are coming, and I just keep watering, and I mean, the ground is like powder. And was a piece on the television last week from blueberry growers. And this is something that if you're growing blueberries, you should be aware of. And they were stating that right now, the more water you can give them, the bigger and the better the blueberries will be. And a lot of you are picking blueberries either from your garden or pick your own different places where you can go and pick them. The raspberries are coming. But what they were saying is, and we're talking to several growers, that not only does the water help the blueberries right now to give you a nice, big, plump, juicy blueberry, but if you don't water your blueberries, they'll be smaller. And for most of you, well, that's okay. It's been hot. It's been dry. It's going to affect next year's crop. And they had two different people on, and they were stating that they put in drip irrigation. And without the drip irrigation, their production would be way off. And it was stating with the lack of rain that most of the Northeast is having a problem with right now, that it will affect next year's blueberries. The other thing, if you have rhubarb, buy a bag of black cow manure and put a couple of shovelfuls around them to get them ready for next year. And your asparagus, put some black cow around them. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. If you need some help with your garden or you have some questions with what's happening to your plants, your lawn, your shrubs, your trees, and the gardens in general, why they're not doing like they should, the number to call is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Couple things that I need for you to do. Number one, and most important, lift up the blade on your lawnmower to the highest point. So adjust your wheels, raise the wheels, or just raise the blades that are attaching on mower as high as you can. If the grass is long, but it's green, and it's something that you can live with, don't even mow it. That will prevent it from really turning brown. Tall grass will create shade on the ground and will help to retain the moisture, and it's less likely to turn brown. And I'll tell you right now, if you have a lawn service and you're paying for every cutting, call them on Monday and say, listen, I'm going to call you when I need the grass cut. There's no sense you coming every week. The grass isn't growing. We're not getting any rain. The lawn is brown. And why should you pay for them cutting nothing? So give them a call. Tell them to hold off on the mowing until we do get some good soaking rains. Those of you that are fortunate and you're getting some rain and the grass is growing, you know, cut it at 3 inches, which is the high setting on your mower. Don't cut it low, because if you do, it's going to burn up with the heat and the lack of rainfall, and that's really, really important. And in the gardens, the best time to water is between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So It's a little after 6:30 here. And head out, put your sprinkler on the garden. And what will happen is the water will all go into the ground. As the sun heats up, it will take the excess moisture that's built up on the foliage. That will evaporate. The worst time for you to water is in the middle of the day, because half of that water, when you get temperatures over 80, 85 or higher, a lot of it's going to evaporate before it has a chance to even get into the ground. So never water during the heat of the day. If you have to water at night, get it done before it gets dark out so that some of the foliage has a chance to dry. Now, there are plants that should not be watered at night. Number one, all of your vine crops, your squash, your cucumber, melon, pumpkins, what else? Anything that's a vine, because it will get powdery mildew. So avoid that. In the perennial garden, things like tall phlox, wow, does that get powdery mildew. The leaves start to turn gray, they turn yellow, and then they turn black and crispy from the bottom working its way up. And when they do come into bloom, you get a nice looking flower on top, but there's no leaves, or the leaves are all crispy. Bee balm, the same thing. So try and get your watering done in the morning. That will help you a great deal. Raise the blade of your lawnmower. And number three, if you have spirea and your plant is covered with brown seed pods, cut them all off. And your spirea will come back and bloom in a 3-week period. And if you have butterfly bush, remove the dead flowers and they'll bloom. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com. Or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Guide. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Pamela from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about moles in her yard.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out? Good.
Good. Well, I discovered I have moles. And I just give you a little history. I don't treat my lawn. I have pets, so I don't put any fertilizer. And I was happy with everything being green, not really particular. But now I have this mole issue, and I need maybe an organic solution to rid myself of these critters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
any suggestions?
Yeah, there are things that you can do that will take care of it. And being that you want to stay organic, there's a product called Mole, M-O-L-E, Max, M-A-X. And you can buy it as a granular product that you can put down with a spreader or a liquid that has a built-in sprayer. And you just attach it to your hose, and you spray it on, and it will drive them out of your lawn. And it's a very, very good product. Again, it's all organic, it's all natural, and it will take care of the moles and voles in your lawn. Now, the difference between the two, a vole with a V, is a vegetarian. And the vole can get into a flower bed that has like hosta or daylilies, bleeding heart, any of your oriental lilies, and they'll eat the actual root system or the bulb of that. A mole with an M is a creature that will eat insects in your lawn, like the Japanese beetle grub, the Asiatic beetle, and a few others. that are creating a problem. Now, the active ingredients are totally organic, and it will do a job. And within, what you would do is you would apply it, water it in thoroughly, if you're using the granular, and that would mean putting a sprinkler on for a good half hour and washing it into the soil. And as it gets into the soil, it will drive them out. And again, it's all organic, it's all natural, and it really does do a great job for you.
I think I may have a combination of both, because I did notice my hosta, one of my very, very large hosta, is now quite small. So I want to drive them out, so this is a perfect solution. So thank you very much.
Yeah. See, the thing that's nice about the Mole Max, the active ingredients is castor oil. So there's no chemicals in it. And what it does is, for either the moles or the voles, it will coat either the Japanese beetle grubs that are in your lawn that the moles are looking after, or it will coat the roots of your perennials, things like daylilies and hostas, and it will coat the root with the castor oil. And when the insect, mole of the vole feed on it, what will happen is it will give them the runs. And they have a little brain, but they know enough that if I keep eating here, I keep getting the runs, and they'll move away. And we built a Japanese garden in our backyard 3 years ago and 4 years ago, and up against the house, I planted a couple dozen hosta plants right at the base of the foundation of my garage. And over the winter, moles got in there, and they ate every single hosta that I had. They were 3 years old. They were big. They were beautiful.
Yes.
And every single one is gone. So if you have plants that have a thick, fibrous-type root, mm-hmm. treat them with the Mole Max. Otherwise, and especially with this heat and the lack of rainfall, they're looking for food and moisture. And when they get a thick root of a hosta or a bleeding heart or a daylily or an oriental lily bulb, they get water and food at the same time, so
right.
they'll feed on those, and they'll even move into, if you have a tulip bed, they'll eat your tulip bulbs. If you have crocuses, they'll eat your crocus bulbs because they're looking for moisture,
mm-hmm.
and those bulbs contain moisture, so treat them now, and you don't have to worry about the kids or pets. It's castor oil, and they, as soon as it's dry, they're safe to go outside and play.
And is it just one treatment, or how often do I treat?
The product will last up to 60 days.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you do it now, you're August and September, and normally what happens in the fall, the voles and the moles tend to get out of your front lawn and go into a wooded area or into an area where you have tall grasses. And that way they feel protected against the possibility of predators that would feed on them.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, perfect. I'm on my way to Agway right now.
And just remember, if I like the liquid myself because
yeah.
it works instantly, but I still put the sprinkler on to wash it about 3 inches deep into the root zone where they are, and that way the product is where they are actually feeding, and it works much better.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds.
Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Have
now.
A good day. Yeah.
You
bye.
Too. Our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from New Hampshire. She's got a question about blight on her tomatoes.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. What's happening to the plant?
Well, I think it's blight, Paul, but I'm not sure. There are spots all over the leaves, and then they turn yellow.
Yeah, it's either, well, right. Now, did it start early in the year, or is it something that's new?
No, it's new. It's only a week, and it's only on one plant. But that plant is away from all the rest of my tomatoes.
Okay. First thing I would do, any of the infected leaves, pick them off.
Okay.
And that will prevent it from producing spores that could become airborne, and then the wind would blow it into the other gardens where there is no infection.
Okay.
And then I would spray the non-infected plants as well as the infected plants with a product called Agrifos.
Oh, okay.
Agrifos is all organic. It was developed in France by the grape growers to prevent diseases, and it's one of the newest disease controls in the organic side of controlling a lot. It will take care of powdery mildew and a lot of other problems, like if you have honeysuckle. Honeysuckle will get powdery mildew. You can spray that. Lilacs will get powdery mildew.
No, not. I've had it on my phlox, and I cut a lot of my phlox down, and it didn't come back that much this year. I have a couple of them, but, my biggest problem, like you, has been woodchuck.
Yeah, I don't know where they've come from. I mean, we've been living in this house, Judy, for over 20 years, and I have never had a woodchuck. And this year, I caught two, and what I couldn't believe is I planted my broccoli, my cauliflower, and my Brussels sprouts, and in 2 days, they were gone.
Right.
And I trapped a woodchuck and took them down the road and replanted. They grew to be about 18 inches tall, and I got a phone call from a neighbor. They take a walk every night, and they said that they saw a woodchuck run across the street from my neighbor's house. And in two nights, my 18-inch plants were gone. And I finally caught him, and he went for a ride, but he went 10 miles away this time.
Well, I've had five I've been dealing with, and I'm now across between Trapper John and Annie Oakley. And I've gotten them all, but it has, like, taken over my summer. It's like, okay, great, I got my second one. Oh, gosh, there's a third one, you know. So I've gone through five, and it's taken me 2.5 months. But it's now been about 3 weeks, and I have not seen any signs. But what a nuisance.
Yeah, it's been a I've even had people, Judy, that have told me they have been growing their vegetables in like earth boxes, and
that's what I do.
And the woodchucks have actually come up on the porch.
Yep.
And have eaten the vegetables on their porch.
Same here. And the last one, I looked out, and you know what my porch is like. And I looked out, and in the middle of one of my metal planters, there sat the woodchuck eating all my pansies. Yeah.
it isn't funny, but I was getting a glass of water one day, at the kitchen sink. I look out in the backyard where my deck is, and there's one sitting on my deck eating flowers that were planted on the edge of it. And then a week later, I went out the front door, and there's one sitting, sunning himself on the brick walkway leading to the front door.
Yeah.
And when he saw me, he took off and he dug a hole underneath my front steps. So I set the trap with lettuce and a little bit of peanut butter right near the hole. Got him 2 days later, and he's now in the woods a long ways off.
Several of mine in the woods, and some are probably in heaven.
Yes. Judy, I hope you have a great summer, and things grow better for you. Bye-bye.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll free, and that number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sylvia from Maine. She's got a question about her ever-bearing raspberries.
Sylvia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Anything in particular going wrong?
Yes, I have ever-bearing raspberries, and I also have wild berries on my farm. And the plants do very, very well in the spring until the beginning of July, and then something causes the tips to wilt. And I feel it cuts down on my yield of raspberries.
Oh, I'm sure it would. Now, is this affecting both the wild and the cultivated?
Absolutely.
Wow. About when does that tip die back?
About the beginning of July, every year.
Okay, and is it spotty here and there throughout the plantings, or is it uniformly right down the rows?
Uniformly. All over.
Okay.
Someone tells me it's a borer that lays an egg, and then it develops and... It causes the damage.
Now, you can't put any insecticide until after you have harvested your crop.
Yeah.
But if they are ever bearers, they're going to be producing right up until the fall.
Yeah.
So that means you can't use anything that's systemic. So what I would do is, a borer begins as a moth. Little butterfly-type moths, about an inch, usually white to brown in color. And they'll flutter all over the garden. They'll lay the eggs in the tips of the new growth. the eggs will hatch. They'll bore into the stem. They'll begin to feed. And then they'll turn into a, like a mummy, like a little cocoon. And then they will repeat the process the following year. So what you need to do at the very first time that you see a wilting branch, cut it about 2 inches below the wilt and remove it from your garden so that you can break the cycle. Because if you leave it on your plant, then it's going to repeat the following year. And if conditions are right, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So just go through with some hand pruners and cut them off. The other thing that you can do is to buy a fruit tree spray. And you can buy it as a man-made or a chemical, or you can buy it organic, and Bonaid Lawn and Garden has both. And what you would do is, in the early spring, what I would suggest that you do is you use a product called All Season Oil. And any eggs that were laid on the plant, the oil will take care of.
Okay.
And then when they start to create a wilted tip, take your pruners, take it right out, burn it, destroy it, throw it out with the trash, and get it out. And then when you're done harvesting, buy a product like the Bayer or the Bonaid Tree and Shrub, and spray all of the foliage during the month of August or September. And by the time next spring comes, the product has been broken down by the weather, by the temperature, by the sun, and if there are any in the stems, that will take care of them. But if you can use the all-season oil before they leaf out and any branches infected, remove them from the plant.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.